What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Kingdom Hearts 3, which I got to play at EGX last week. We had a massive, great big booth at the EGX, which is European Gamer Expo, which took place in Birmingham. There was tons of other games at the event, which I got to play. But first thing first, got in that queue. Ran straight to the PlayStation booth where Square Enix had their there was two booths with Kingdom Hearts 3 on. But I went to the Square Enix one. They had a massive great big Keyblade. They had a photograph area where they were taking it. I got to hold a Toy Story Keyblade and got to play 20 minutes of the game. There were two demos available. We had one demo where we could play in the toy box and another demo where you could play the Hercules one. So that was pretty cool. So it was definitely great to kind of be able to get my hands on with Kingdom Hearts 3 a few months before release.
You should probably specify what you mean by the toy box, because that might mean something to old Infinity fans.
Yeah, well, the toy box world is what they were essentially calling Toy Story. That's the Toy Story is, they call it. For some reason, they never call the actual world the same, you know, they always tie them in with the franchises, but they never call them like Arabian Nights or was Agrabah or something like that. I think it was with Aladdin. Now, the cool thing with this demo was I was watching the first people go because I was in the second run because they filled up like 40 different consoles at once and let everyone play. Now, I was watching everyone that was doing it and quickly saw that everyone that started on the Olympus level was done in about 5-6 minutes. And they were just, and they left. But all the Toy Story ones were playing for nearly the full 20 minutes. I then noticed a couple of people worked out how to reset the demo. So the because I was thinking at first, I'm going to have to queue up twice for this. Because the queue got up to 2 hours by Saturday to get on it. Luckily, I was only in the queue about 20 minutes. So I played through the Toy Story mode. Now, I'll be honest, I did start cutting the the scenes a bit, because I actually was a bit like, if I can do this, I was kind of hoping I could do what the guy I saw one guy do and play both demos in that time. So I managed to play through both demos, finish them both before the This Is Thank You For Playing logo come up. So first off, Toy Story was massive, running around Andy's toy room, destroying Heartless, then went outside and was running around out there, and then we went into a building, we went to the toy store, where we got to jump in the mechs and fight each other and stuff. And that was a really fun experience. It was very tight. It was fun. Lots of jumping around. It was when you could do the special moves and suddenly, the Mad Hatter's teacup or the Spigs, I was on a rocket. There were so many special moves and it was a lot of fun and a lot of time just jumping in around with everything. And that definitely was a highlight for me was it just seemed so much more fun. I think having just recently finished Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, you could see there was such a noticeable difference with playing Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, and I suspect that's why when I get ready for Kingdom Hearts 3, because I won't have a chance to play a demo before it comes out probably, I probably am not going to do Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. I'm probably going to do Kingdom Hearts 0.1 and 0.2, the Aqua stories, because they're going to be the controls and the style is going to be more similar to what it sounds like you're experiencing with Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm really glad I kind of got to play it. It was a full-on, they definitely had a massive presence there at the event. These massive great big Keyblades and stuff, the fact that the queues, and then over in the PlayStation booth, they had about 20 like sofas with people playing Kingdom Hearts, and they had a massive queue there. But I can't, at least if you went to the Kingdom Hearts booth, I got a little badge, and you got to do the photo shoot and stuff. And it was a little bit, they had all the, and now a little bit of B-roll footage here of the things. It was just a great experience overall. 20 minutes. One of those things that these game those, because, you've got these queues, and you're like, well, get the queue moving and stuff. But when everyone gets given 20 minutes, if you're not in that next one, you've got 20 minutes. If there's another group, you've got at least another 25 minutes. And that's one of those problems with these kind of game events. But I did get to play quite a lot of other games as well. I got to play like Assassin's Creed Origins, the new Call of Duty, the new Hitman. Got to play Super Smash Brothers, got to play Starlink and a few other kind of games as well. So I was able to do quite a bit. I was actually talking to a friend, one of my employees, who also went up on the Saturday with their kids. And they had a totally different experience because they were with kids. They couldn't do, where I was hitting up the Division 2 and Assassin's Creed and Tomb Raider and doing all these two, you know, these 18-plus games. They all had like hour queues. Well, they couldn't. They were doing all the kids' stuff, so they weren't having those massive queues. But they didn't do Kingdom Hearts, they said, because it was a two-hour wait on the Saturday. And I'm like, I can see why. If you've got two kids and you're not a, you know, if you've not, don't have a clue what that is, that's a long wait in one of these booths.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to admit, other than Kingdom Hearts 3, the two games you mentioned that really interest me and I want to learn more about are Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I think is actually coming out not next week, but like the week after, very beginning of October. Yeah. I know that much. So I'll get my chance to play it very shortly if I decide to go ahead and do it. I've still got a couple games I need to play through. And then Starlink, which is, of course, a spiritual successor sort of to Disney Infinity and Skylanders. I have to admit, I do have questions about it, but this isn't the podcast for it. But from my perspective, I don't want to get into another game with toys. You know, so they do have the digital option for that. Having said that, I do kind of want to get the R-Wing, the Star Fox Starship for the Nintendo Switch. And the gameplay looks like No Man's Sky Lite, kind of.
Yeah, it was odd because I sat down, there was a queue for it. And I thought, I'm going to go over there because it was like, well, this is, as you say, the closest thing to Disney Infinity we still have. So I went in and they had Xbox, PlayStation, Switch. I didn't know, walked around. I sat down and I had the Switch version with the art. So I'm like, ah, oh, good. So I at least get to see what the Switch version is like, because that ultimately might be the version I get. Got to fly around in the ship. First off, you had to put it onto the ship and you got to put the pilot on, and then you put the plane, the ship over the top of it. And then you've got to put your guns on, but the guns can be put, you can put any two guns on, and you can even put them on backwards. So if you put them on backwards, they'll just shoot backwards. So that's things. So it was a bit cumbersome. I mean, I was on the Joy-Cons with the thing in the middle with this big attachment, and it was quite heavy, sort of having it all there. The game itself, you're flying around, and then you're stopping. You can, like, turn off flight, and you just sort of hover, and then you're shooting. And then you're just shooting weapons stuff at bosses and stuff. It was really quite hard. Even the guy at the booth said, you know, this game is a lot harder than people think. People are thinking kids game is going to be easy. So I definitely would put it on. It's on my radar now. It might be something I pick up after the full season. To me at the minute, it's like after Kingdom Hearts 3, that might be then when I start looking at something like this. So it might not be for a while, but it was definitely what I would call an unexpected game that I was not expecting to like, that I was really kind of into.
I mean, I've mentioned it in the past, of course, this style of game, this space simulator, whether the light version, No Man's Sky, Star Fox style, or like the combat simulators like X-Wing or Wing Commander, this is very much my thing. So I'm super excited for that. Let's bring this back to Kingdom Hearts 3 here. How does it compare to the gummy ship?
Oh, we didn't do the gummy ship. We didn't do any of
In Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2, whatever.
Yeah, well, there was a trailer that went up on the from the Tokyo Games Week, wasn't there, of an extended trailer, and they did show the gummy ship. And the gummy ship kind of looks like it did in the first game, but it obviously just looks like it's running a lot better. But they've kind of kept the style of what it was, kind of not to go too far from it, which I'll be honest, I've hated doing the gummy ship missions. At least Kingdom Hearts 2 missions were a little bit better than the first. But if they took gummy ships out and I never saw them ever again, like, because I don't remember them in Dream Drop Distance. So I'm just, yeah, I could do without the gummy ship.
I honestly could do without the gummy ships too. It's not a good representation of that style of gameplay. But, I mean, we'll see what they get. Hopefully, you know, it's been upgraded since Kingdom Hearts 2, because I don't recall if it was actually in any of the other the spin-off titles or Aquas, or I don't think it was, or if it was, it was in a very different format.
Yeah, it was definitely wasn't in 0.2 or Dream Drop Distance. I haven't played for enough of Birth by Sleep to kind of say, and it definitely wasn't in 3.58/2 days either. That it wasn't in that one when I played through. Yeah. So it might have just been those two main ones. But the only thing that did get me as well was playing the Olympus, the Hercules level, and running up walls, dodging things. Having spent the last 2 weeks constantly playing Spider-Man, it was like, oh, that's this looks familiar. It was like, it just felt like it ran pretty well, actually. It did got that pretty good.
Good, and that's important. So when can people, other people who weren't able to go to this, get their hands on Kingdom Hearts 3? Do we remember?
I think it's January 29th is when it comes out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I wouldn't be at all surprised if this demo, I think it's at New York Comic Con. I suspect it will be at any event going. They definitely seem to be pushing this hard. And I think this was the Gamescom version of it. Because, I mean, looking at the setup, they're going, they've spent a lot of money on this setup. You know, you don't have all this stuff made just for a four-day event. It's like, you know, this stuff is being shipped around the world for different events.
And it would not surprise me in the slightest if they released a version of this or something very similar to this to the home consoles before launch to get people excited. Because with the exception of 2.8 or 0.2, however you want to think about it, it has been a very long time since some people have had a chance to play a Kingdom Hearts game. So,
yeah, I actually think it would be a lot better if they released a Toy Story version. That was a lot better than the Olympus one. That was quite short. And I felt like if I just playing the Toy Story version first, it was like, this game is awesome. I can't wait to jump into it. Whereas the Olympus one was a bit like, not quite as tight. It's not quite as fun. I mean, it's quite good as well that we had now with the party. It's not the case now you have to swap between Donald and Goofy and whoever the extra body is. Now the extra body can run the same with Donald and Goofy, so it doesn't look like to keep swapping them out, which always was a bit of a pain, but obviously they needed to do back on the PlayStation 2 era.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm about to begin my Kingdom Hearts playthrough. I know you finished your Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, so you're off doing other things. Woo! But that's me coming up here. So end verdict, anybody who's been waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3, are the early signs looking good for them?
Yeah, this just looks fantastic. I played great. It feels like a modern, you know, it just felt so much fresh, and just it looked amazing. I mean, especially like those Toy Story scenes, they just look like they just come straight out of the movie. But the overall game, everything just seemed to work. And the jumping, you know, jumping around Andy's toy room to get up to his chest, and you know, he did these massive jumps. And I'm just thinking back of how bad the jumping was in Kingdom Hearts 1, how it now feels like you have control and he will jump high and he can double jump and all the rest of it. And it is amazing how much better though that is.
Excellent. All right. On that, I've got nothing else. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that is good. I was really glad to play it. EGX was a great event. Really enjoyed going up there, spending the day playing video games. And on that note, guys, let me know in the comments below what you guys think of Kingdom Hearts 3. Are you excited for it? I'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms. And we shall see you guys soon. Laters.